When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And room for you, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A little bit later on this morning, the city of New Bedford will be holding a press conference at the police station, police headquarters, rather, I should say. And we'll have more information for you on that later on today. But it's about the facility itself. So we'll have more info for you later on today, but I think it's not a surprise. We know that there's a talk about wanting to improve the public safety buildings in the city. So, we'll, like I said, we'll have more info for you later, but stay tuned for that. Also, the previous hour, we were having a conversation about Savers. And I was talking about... And the caller called in and said, Joe called in and said, you know, backed up what I had said, that the Fall River Savers doesn't have nearly the same issues that the New Bedford one has. I mean, when you go and you buy, you're going through the clothes, everything looks so wrinkled. And I get it. They get, you know, people throw stuff in a trash bag and donate it. And they don't know what's in the bag. And so naturally stuff has been sitting there for a while. It gets wrinkled up and everything. But, you know, put a steam press in the store so they can just put it in there real fast and make it look a little bit more presentable before they put it out there. Don't put stuff out there that is stained and ripped. Or like my suggestion that I made to Mary, they should have the store organized by, not by like, here's your winter clothes, here's your long sleeve shirts, here's your... Here's the $10.99 stuff. Here's the $9.99 stuff. Here's the $2 stuff. And I know they only have a limited amount of space, but there's a lot of stuff in that store that's just in the way. Remember when they used to have dressing rooms in that store and you could actually try the clothes on before you bought them? I don't care. I just try them on right in the aisle. I mean, I don't drop my pants, but... I have no problem putting a shirt on over the shirt that I'm wearing. But there's a lot of issues. But like I said, it's worth it when you find the deal. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. You're good too. You sound good.
I'm doing all right.
Oh, just all right. What's going on?
That's my baseline.
Oh, okay. You're monotone?
I'm always just okay.
Okay. All right.
I don't like to get too excited because things can always be better. So.
Oh, you're like me. I walk in everywhere. I never have high expectations. That way you can't be disappointed, right?
Sure, yeah. Aim low and achieve, as one of my teachers used to say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I like that philosophy because that's kind of basically what I live off of. But, okay, so with Savers, forget Savers. I want to ask you, have you gone to that Dartmouth thrift shop when the woman called in?
I have not been able to go yet.
Okay, because I haven't either. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I can't find it. But I know it's not that far out of reach. I've just been doing a lot of paper shredding, photo album stuff, finally. 32 years worth of photo albums. I have to shred my memories. I got to keep it down to like two photo albums. That's too much if I die for somebody. I don't want somebody throwing my memories away. I want to be in charge of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
So, yeah. So well, I'm doing a lot of
I will say, not to interrupt you, but what will happen too with a lot of people is like if you don't do something with those and they end up just, you know, getting sent somewhere, like I see all the time when I go to antique shops, you know, family mm-hmm. photos that are just in these boxes, you know, four for a dollar. And it's like, you don't want your family memories to be treated that way.
That's right. This is why I kind of brought that up with the thrifting, because I also see that happen. But here where I live, I think it would just end up right in the trash unless a woman was to come and, you know, empty the apartment out and then the men come and get all the furniture and stuff. But here I've never seen it happen that way. Generally, it's just two men and they just throw everything out all in one haul. But so I was wondering about that. I know it's like that particular type of paperwork I keep close by to me. So, I just wanted to know, had you been there yet? And Savers, I got this coupon for 30% off. Savers, they just make me so angry because of what you said. The price, it's price gouging. Because, like, JCPenney's, Macy's, TJ Maxx, even in the men's section, I mean, everything is, like, so 70% off and everything like that. Kohl's.
Right.
That literally...
I would say, you know, if you're a smart shopper, you know, I'll go in when you get the 30% off clothes and save some money that way. But if you're a smart shopper and you're aware, you'll realize that a lot of the stuff they're selling, you can get the brand new version of that for pretty close to the same price.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like TJ Maxx, I buy four new pieces of summer clothes for next summer because it's still on the sale rack. They got to make room for everything else. So when they get the clearance back, I'm like, okay. And then I incorporate the new pieces into, you know, last year. So it's always like a new outfit. And then I make sure I donate four. So it's four in, four out, basically.
That's why I like to go to Gifts to Give. You know, everything's like $4.
Oh.
I can drop the clothes off that I don't want anymore at the back before I go in and shop. And I know that, you know, that's going to people that actually need it.
I haven't been there yet. Doggone it. I keep forgetting the name of it. Gifts to Give.
It's 9 to 4, Saturdays only.
In Acushnet.
Yep. It's in the build, the old Titleist building.
Oh, my God. 9 to 4. I keep forgetting about that. It just drives me nuts. Yes, I have to go there.
Well, go give that a try and let me know what you find.
Yeah. And I wanted to let Mary know, like, as far as cat food, there's this place that has cat food. Oh, right. What good is it going to do if I can't remember the name? Oh, well. So much for that, Mary. I'll figure out the name and maybe by tomorrow I'll be able to tell her where her fancy feast, all good brands.
All right. Sounds good.
Very well placed. All right. You have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And now let's go to another call here, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
So I'd like to, you know, say why I'm pretty excited about Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris.
Okay.
And so, granted, she's a multi-billionaire, and she earned her money. There's no problem with that. But this is a woman with, not one, two private jets, right? So she's supposed to be all green. We're supposed to drive in electric cars. She flies around in private jets. Obviously, she needs private security and has it. Hey, we don't need security at the border. Just let anybody come in. I'm sure... she doesn't care about grocery costs, fuel prices, all this other stuff. Ultra elite. And the piece de resistance is the people that go to her shows, right, have to pay on average probably $500 or $600. They're full, right, because they love it. They bring their parents. A lot of them are young, but a lot of them aren't. And I'm saying to myself, okay, here's a woman that's just a total elite, flying around in private jets, private security, and there's people that have to work, according to Kamala, two jobs, right, to get it. There isn't the people that Kamala is trying to say, hey, you know, we want your vote, are never going to go to a Taylor Swift concert because they can't afford it. So this is the probably one of the biggest elites on the planet, and she's saying, vote for Kamala, because she stands for open borders. She stands for high, as far as I'm concerned, interest rates, can't buy a house, economy really bad. And we have this elite telling us we should vote for this person when people are struggling. And I love it. I wish I could write the ad for Trump right now.
Well, Taylor Swift didn't tell anybody who to vote for. She just told people who she was voting for. And she had to tell people who she was voting for because Donald Trump and the Trump campaign tried to falsely make it look like that she was voting for him.
So that was those bots. But with that said, so Donna Bash
It was bots that created that AI, but Donald Trump retweeted it.
So listen to this. So Donna Bash is sitting there, and she was on right after the debate and right after the timely drop of who Taylor Swift's going. And Bash was saying, this is the best endorsement because she's got so many followers that they'll just vote for. So the rest of the panel was like, really? And Bash was like, this is awesome because they'll just follow like lemmings and do whatever she says. I think personally that's reckless. But I feel like it is a gift to Donald Trump, right, to go ahead and run any ad against her. Because, like, how – and these are the typical people, fortunate or un, that support the Democratic Party, the uber, uber, uber rich who fly around on private jets. We have to, you know, be forced eventually into electric cars, but they don't. And people don't see it. And the poor people in this country have gotten poorer and poorer. They continue to get poorer. We talk about jobs. We talk about costs. 12 of the last 16 years were run by Democrats, not Donald Trump, Democrats. And they're reeling like it's been run by the opposite. 12 of the last 16 were Republicans that have crushed everyone with tax cuts and everything else for the rich. Excuse me, it's the other way around, and the hypocrisy people don't see because...
Hold on. You want to talk about hypocrisy. Is it reckless when... there are celebrities that endorse Donald Trump?
There's definitely celebrities that endorse Donald Trump. You can endorse on any side, but the people that generally endorse Donald Trump are the ones that are like, I want to keep my private jet. I want to keep my private insurance. I want to have security. They're on the side of the issues that Donald Trump's got jets too. Don't get me wrong, but he's not out there saying we need all electric cars, right? And going on, he's going for the capitalist dream. Hey, work hard. We'll get some of the barriers of big government out of your way.
Obviously you don't know why Taylor Swift is endorsing Kamala Harris because she didn't say, well, I'm endorsing Kamala Harris because I think we have to get rid of our gas-guzzling cars. She said because she's fighting for women's values, and that's what Taylor Swift thinks is the important part of this election. So maybe she's willing to overlook some of the other policies that she doesn't agree with for the major policy that she does.
Women's values are absolutely 100% there with Trump. What Kamala said is an absolute lie. Hey, you can have it. It's a state's right. No, you show me in the Constitution where it says you know right to bear arms, free speech. Oh, and abortion. It doesn't say that. And Trump's not saying you can't have an abortion. He's saying it goes back to the states. Let them decide. It's not a federal issue that should be paid by the federal government right up until the ninth month and possibly later. Doesn't say that anywhere. And
you know what it does say? You know what it does say in the Constitution, though?
What's that?
That you have a right to your health. And that's what this falls under.
Does it say it's a right that we should pay for your health? We should pay for your health care. We should pay for illegal health care. We should pay for illegal sex changes. We should pay for abortions up to 9 months. And some of these women, and it may have 1, 2, 3, multiple abortions. It's not a form of birth control.
So all of your ad hominem excuses for why I'm saying this doesn't change the fact that I said it guarantees the right to health. And if people's health and right to health and the health care they want is being compromised by these decisions, then people absolutely have the right to vote against it.
So government health care plan, that was part of it, right? A single payer system. That's what they meant in the Constitution by health and welfare is what I saw in the Constitution.
Oh, my God. Do you think they meant automatic weapons with the Second Amendment? Do you think they meant an AR-15? It works both ways, pal.
Hey, it absolutely works both ways. And I'm not saying to ban assault weapons. I'm saying under Trump, women are still going to have the exact same rights as they've always had. Only thing Roe v. Wade did is it took it out of the federal government and pushed it back to the states. And anyone else that says anything different is lying to the people, okay. Just like Kamala Harris.
The only person lying to the people is the idiot that you're supporting.
He is not lying to the people.
Oh,
he
my
is
God.
Saying you absolutely
oh, my
have
God. Every
right.
other word out of his mouth is a lie, but people like you buy it and eat it up and repeat it, so you make it think, so, then you think it becomes the truth.
Let me ask you a question. So the fact checkers on the debate the other night on Tuesday had 33 lies by Donald Trump and one lie by Kamala Harris.
The AP fact checkers had, I believe, 6 for Kamala Harris that they didn't call lies, but they called kind of misrepresentations or incomplete statements.
Right. And then ABC also had 100% positive stories on Kamala, 90% negative on Donald Trump. And they fact checked him during the debate several times, but never Kamala. So you want to talk about bias? You want to talk about...
They didn't need to fact-check somebody that wasn't outright lying.
Typical Democrats are intellectually dishonest. They threw out their candidate, put in a candidate that had no votes.
Intellectually dishonest is every single call that you make, because you are smarter than this, George. You know that the stuff that you are spouting out is absolute garbage, but you keep spouting it out because you cannot admit that you want to support a con man who conned you in 2016 and has continued to con you ever since. You fell for the con and you just can't admit it. I'm sorry for you. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. I got other calls I got to take, but I got to take this break. You're all on there. I'm going to try to get to all of you, but I got to take this break. We will be right back. All right, callers, we are up against the news. If we don't get you in before the news, I promise we will get you after. So just hang on. But we do have a couple of open lines at 508-996-0500. And also, I want to quickly point out there that as of April of 2024, Taylor Swift has donated over $100 million to charitable causes, including education, creating scholarships for low-income students, civil rights, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ+ causes, the American Red Cross when there is flooding and different things that have happened, the Orlando shooting victims of Hurricane Harvey, Florence, to help with college tuition, and even donated $30,000 to a fan who is battling cancer. She sends money and gifts to fans all the time without them even knowing it or expecting it. So just keep that in mind. All right, I got to take a call here before we get to the news, and then we'll take the other one that's on here after the news, I promise. Okay, you're next on WBSM.
Thank you, Tim. Very well said. Am I on?
You are.
All right. You know, just prior to you on the radio, I had an argument with this young lady, and she was saying about, well, you know, my daughter can't find a house. And I said to her, I go, your daughter had 2 kids in less than 24 months. Both of them were taken away by the state that the Commonwealth had to pay for. The last 2 apartments she had, she trashed and never paid the rent. And you're talking about she should be getting free housing. And she's 26 years old with no medical conditions. This is the stupidity that some people, our people from America, that has no leg to stand on and fight. As far as Donald Trump, you know, it's always people like him that, you know, well, there's a patchwork of people that live in this country, come from all kinds of different backgrounds, all kinds of diversity. And we don't know their struggles. We don't know how they got there. But people like him basically want to put them down.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the elitism right there.
You're absolutely 100% right. I mean, you did a good job of putting that guy in his place, and I wish that some people could just understand.
Hey, listen, he makes a lot of great points when he calls in, but sometimes I know that he's making points that he can't honestly believe.
You're absolutely right. I won't keep you on the line because I need a lot of people, but thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. I'm going to take one more here so we can clear the deck before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I have 3 questions for anybody in your listening audience.
Okay.
For you know, 50 years or so, Roe versus Wade was at the federal level. I'm wondering who thinks they have more control over a law at the federal level, number one, and Planned Parenthood is called Planned Parenthood, not Planned Motherhood. So I want to know all the men who claim to be protecting women's rights, why none of them, and I can pretty much guarantee nobody's going to call in saying they've advocated for male birth control oral contraceptives. And in 50 years, there is nobody that can make me believe that there's no way a male contraceptive can be produced that can alleviate a lot of money-making abortions. Also, there's nobody that can make me believe, no doctor's going to tell you a woman is healthier and it's better for her health to have an abortion, not in the first trimester, but in the last trimester. That is much more unhealthy for the woman, and the baby dies either way. So those are facts, and it really irks me when people call all of these things women's issues. I've yet to meet a woman who impregnated herself and had a baby without the input of some guy somewhere, no matter what people want to make you believe. It's not happening.
You know what? I will ask you one question, though, back. I mean, if there was a male contraceptive, if there was something that a male could take to, you know, temporarily sterilize him, do you think women would trust that? Could you trust a male to...
I don't think, number one, you probably shouldn't be maybe creating babies with people you don't trust, number one. And number
two, the idea is that you wouldn't be creating a baby. That's why.
Absolutely, women need to protect themselves, Tim. That's not the point. Men have a responsibility to not create children that they do not want to father, period. And nobody can explain that to me. Not one politician, because it's a money-making, political volleyball. It's bullshit. Oops. Sorry.
No, all good. All right. Well,
I did not. But one more thing, Tim. People want to say women's, you know, health of their bodies and what they decide. Nobody was saying that during the pandemic when women had justifiable reasons not to take that. So those are some things. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
And we can take your thoughts on those. But right now, I've got to go into the newsroom. Ariel's waiting for me. So we will give you the news. And then on the other side, we can take your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But take it away, Ariel.
House Speaker Mike Johnson pulls a government funding bill, 36 dead after Israeli airstrikes a refugee shelter, and an NFL quarterback faces a lawsuit.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is pulling a government funding bill after GOP support collapsed. A vote was scheduled for yesterday, but over a dozen Republicans withdrew their support for the proposed legislation that tied to voter ID laws. If a funding plan is not passed, the government will shut down on October 1st. Six UN staff members in Gaza are among nearly 36 dead after a pair of Israeli airstrikes Wednesday on a school reportedly being used as a shelter for refugees. The victims worked for the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees displaced by the war in Gaza. Israel says it was targeting Hamas terrorists embedded inside the school. Investors in Trump media stock are hoping for a rebound after shares closed at a record low Wednesday. A day after Tuesday's debate, shares in the company that owns former President Trump's Truth Social platform plummeted more than 17%. That's the stock's lowest value since the company went public in late March. It ended the day down 10%. Election officials across the country are concerned that changes with the U.S. Postal Service could delay ballots for November's election. More from Tammy Trujillo.
Potential problems include postmarked ballots arriving too late to be counted. In some cases, ballots were returned as undeliverable even though they were properly addressed. In a letter to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy this week, the National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State Election Directors raised concerns that issues with the Postal Service could disenfranchise voters. With less than 2 months to go before the election, the letter urged the Postal Service to fix the problems. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And the Cleveland Browns star quarterback is addressing his latest lawsuit. Deshaun Watson's legal team released a statement on Wednesday denying recent allegations of sexual assault. Head coach Kevin Stefanski told the media Watson will start Sunday against the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they'll follow the NFL's guidelines throughout the process.
WBSM Sports.
New England Patriots will host the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday, and the Red Sox walked off with a 5-3 win over the Orioles at Fenway Park. They visit the New York Yankees for a four-game series that begins tonight in the Bronx.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting out the morning with some areas of fog, temperature around 50, turning mostly sunny. Low 70s for this afternoon. Patchy fog once again overnight in the upper 50s, extending into tomorrow first thing in the morning. Otherwise, tomorrow wrapping up the work week under mostly sunny skies, mid 70s. Sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, welcome back in 508-996-0500. I apologize. We were getting a ton of app chat messages throughout the course of the morning, and my app chat wasn't updating. So is it just me, or has the internet been acting wonky? And it's not just like when I'm here on the network here. Like yesterday, I had a few hiccups here, and then when I went home on my home Wi-Fi, I had a couple of hiccups. So I turned off the home Wi-Fi. I was on my mobile data on my phone. Still was having some problems. Woke up this morning, tried to send a text message. Couldn't get it to send, whether on Wi-Fi or on the mobile network. And now I've got this issue with the app chat. So I don't know. The internet's being a little wonky the last couple of days. But I will catch up with them right now. Sunny in a cushion. It says, Savers in New Bedford is more expensive than clearance items in other stores at JCPenney or Walmart, etc. That is true. And I actually find that the New Bedford store is more expensive than the Fall River store for a lot of things, too. Let's see. DSY says we get lots of items at all the Savers. There's about six of them. The thing you got to watch for is chips on items. Yeah, I can imagine that, you know, little bits of damage here and there. Dave says, is Savers a charitable organization or is it a for-profit company disguised as a charitable company? And I'm going to read it to you right from their website, right from what it says on the bottom of the website. TVI Inc. is the name of the parent company. DBA Savers is a for-profit paid fundraiser accepting donations of secondhand clothing and household goods on behalf of Epilepsy Foundation New England. So that's what it says in the bottom corner of the website. They also support Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island. This is the New Bedford Savers page, by the way. So why is the New Bedford Savers not working with a New Bedford organization? I don't know, but that's what it says there on the website. So that's, it is for profit, but they do, what happens is when you donate things and they make the money off it, they give a portion of that money to the Big Brothers Big Sisters, is what I'm gathering from the website. Jackie says that the caller had it all wrong. Taylor Swift is the most generous person on this planet. He needs to look up her track record. She feels strongly about our rights as Americans. She really does care. She has earned every penny, every city and town she performs in. She donates to all the food pantries and soup kitchens. Jeff in Fall River says, why won't Kamala Harris do a debate on Fox News? Why is it okay for Trump to do a debate on news media outlets that hate him, ABC and CNN? Kamala owns a gun. Sure, it's called the glue gun. Now, she owns an actual gun. And why doesn't she want to do a debate on Fox News? Because she knows she's not going to get a fair shake there if it goes the way that Donald Trump wants it. I think if you had, you know, Martha McCallum, Brett Baier, they're the ones that Trump was saying he didn't want to be involved in it. They are the ones that would be involved. Trump wants Hannity, Laura Ingraham, or Jesse Waters to moderate it. That's something that the Harris campaign would say no way, because why would you have your entertainment and, you know, opinion people host that? But I think if it comes down to being able to do one on that network, maybe they will. The problem is they agreed to this previous debate as I think the next one will be NBC. And now they're trying to, you know, Trump wants to change that. Let's see, where am I next? Dan, once again, Tim supports Biden and then Biden gets the boot and he jumps right on the next best thing. No, that's not what happened. Nope. Taylor Swift should keep her mouth shut and not be ranting and raving about supporting Kamala Harris. We're going to get back to that in a second. These people like Taylor have so much influence over young voters, it's ridiculous. No one cares what a billionaire woman that doesn't have a care in the world thinks. Yet you voted for one. So, yeah, I think what she has to say does matter. And it doesn't matter if it makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think her coming out and saying she supports Kamala Harris is going to win Kamala Harris the election. But I think that she has the right to say it. She has an audience. The audience cares about the way she feels about things. And let me tell you, because what you prove there, Dan, is that you don't know what you're talking about. Because you said she should not be ranting and raving about supporting Kamala Harris. So you obviously don't know what she has done to support Kamala Harris. She put out an Instagram post, one Instagram post. And since you didn't want to read it yourself, I am now going to read it to you. She wrote, like many of you, I watched the debate tonight. This was obviously published after the debate on Tuesday night. If you haven't already, now is a great time for you to do your research on the issues at hand and the stances these candidates take on the topics that matter to you the most. As a voter, I make sure to watch and read everything I can about their proposed policies and plans for this country. Recently, I was made aware that AI of, quote, me, falsely endorsing Donald Trump's presidential run, was posted to his site. It really conjured up my fears around AI and the dangers of spreading misinformation. It brought me to the conclusion that I need to be very transparent about my actual plans for this election as a voter. The simplest way to combat misinformation is with the truth. I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. I'm voting for Kamala Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe need a warrior to champion them. I think she is a steady-handed, gifted leader, and I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of running mate Tim Walz, who has been standing up for LGBTQ plus rights, IVF, and a woman's right to her own body for decades. I've done my research and I've made my choice. Your research is all yours to do and the choice is yours to make. I also want to say, especially to first-time voters, remember that in order to vote, you have to be registered. I also find it's much easier to vote early. I'll link where to register and to find early voting dates and info in my Facebook, my Instagram story. With love and hope, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. That's what she wrote. That is not a rant. That is not a rave. And that is not trying to tell other people that they have to vote for Kamala Harris. And then I got one more app chat message here. Bravo, Tim. That caller is in denial. George is falling for the con. Yeah, well, I mean, if people haven't wisened up by now, they're not going to. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. Man, like, I don't really care what Taylor Swift thinks or does when it comes to elections, right? That's her own personal choice. It doesn't influence my decision, but it may influence people who are low information, right? They just kind of, you know, November 1st, they stop thinking about it. And they're like, well, who's influential that approves and they pay attention and they go with what they think? Kind of like how Hulk Hogan is doing. You know, a lot of these people are saying Taylor Swift needs to shut up and just sing. Well, Hulk Hogan needs to just shut up and just, I guess, go sell beer at Walmart. Or maybe Kid Rock can go do whatever he does, right? You guys have no problem when it's your entertainers telling other people how to vote. But when another person tells somebody else how to vote or how they're voting, you guys have a problem with it. Like, you need to really grow a set and just deal with it.
Right. You know, I'll say this. There are low information voters that are listening to this radio station. So when they hear the host talk about who they're voting for, does that mean we shouldn't talk about what we think? I mean, we can't help the fact that low information people take their cues from somebody else instead of doing the work themselves.
Right. So you have Kid Rock out there. You have Hulk Hogan out there, you know, ripping his shirt off at the RNC, and all those people were cheering for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't hear anybody saying that he should shut up. Well, I did actually hear the very left say, you know, Hulk Hogan needs to, you know his place and not do anything that's stupid. But really, like, they didn't have a problem with it, is what I'm saying. In regards to abortion, Tim, this is very simple. If you believe that abortion is murder but willing to make exceptions for it, you actually don't think it's murder, because you cannot make an excuse for taking innocent life. That's fairly simple. You can't say in one, like a lot of these pro-lifers, they'll go out and they say abortion is murder, with the exception of, you know, if you're saving the life of the mother, or with the exception of rape. Well, no, because murder is the taking of an innocent life, and you cannot excuse that with a certain situation. Like, I murdered my neighbor because his music was loud. Well, that's an exception. You can murder people. No, it doesn't work that way. So if you're willing to actually say abortion is murder, say it and believe it. I have no problem. That's your opinion. But you can't make exceptions for it. So when Donald Trump or any other pro-life candidate says, with the exception of rape and incest and you know, saving the life of the mother, they actually don't believe it's murder. They're just pandering to you.
Yep, I would agree. All right, I'm going to hold you there. Thank you for the call.
All right, guys.
You have a good day. Let me see if I can get another one in here before I have to take my next break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How
are
you doing?
Mm-hmm. Must have been a thrill to have Hulk Hogan with you yesterday, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't get wrapped up in what his politics are. And, you know, he was here to talk to the 8-year-old kid and all of us.
No, I know he was there selling beer too, which that's fine.
He probably shouldn't be selling beer to the 8-year-olds.
No, I hear you. Well, hey, I just wanted to comment. You had the last text you read before the last caller was saying that they were going to decide on voting because of false information and AI and all that after the last debate. But I think that's really interesting, and that's the reason why I wanted to call, because the moderators started to do fact checking, which is again their own fact checking. You don't know who the fact checkers are and if they've got it right. But they didn't actually. So they fact checked Donald Trump at least 4 times live. They didn't fact check Kamala Harris at all. She lied on several things that were already clearly debunked by even the liberal media. Including ABC News, which is the Charlottesville comment, they let that fly. So what I would just say to the net person in the message, you need to dig a lot deeper than what you see on mainstream news in general or a debate, because there's plenty of ways to check, you know, the data, you know, the information out. But that debate was a series of lies on both sides, and one side was checked on it and one side wasn't. So
as a note, I do think that the moderators had in their earpieces, I do think they have a, you know, the fact check team is feeding them some of that too. So it's not just them and their opinions doing the fact checking. Some of it is coming in their ear.
No, clearly they were like verbatim coming off of it. So they didn't have anything in front of them. Someone was telling them, but the fact is, their team was not fact checking Kamala Harris. So you didn't actually get a truthful debate. I mean, it'd be fine if they fact checked both of them. I have no problem with that. And I think Trump, on emotion and on what he said, I think Trump lost the debate. On content of what he's trying to do for America, I think he won the debate, because Kamala didn't really communicate her side of it. But Trump has lost debates before and then won. I mean, he lost clearly to Biden in the past, and he destroyed Biden after that. So, but debates are an exchange of ideas, and that's fine. But that shouldn't be the only way to your basis of voting. I mean,
right.
You know, the values don't come out in the debates. It's especially modern debates. But whatever. So,
all right. Thank you for the call.
Gotcha.
You have a good day. Yeah, think about it like from this perspective. You know, a debate is an encapsulation of one night and the circumstances of that one night. You know, Mike Tyson got beat by Buster Douglas. It doesn't mean that he was a worse boxer than Buster Douglas. Just one night was Buster's night and not Tyson's night. And it probably because Tyson didn't prepare enough and didn't take it seriously enough. And the same thing happens in a debate where, you know, you can get caught off guard or you can get worked up, but it doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to go the second time. That's why I think the idea of not having a second debate if you're Donald Trump doesn't really help out. You think you'd want to go out and get redemption because learn from what happened and just adapt. He can do it. We know he can do it. We've seen him do it in the past, at least, you know, to some degree. I think with a lot of discussion about what happened, the beginning of that debate, he was doing it exactly the way his team told him to do it, according to, you know, some of the reporting. He didn't say anything. He made the right facial expressions to show how he felt about what was being said. And I was expecting to come on the radio the next day and say, wow, I'm surprised at how Donald Trump was able to handle himself through all that. He was very restrained and waited, you know, like that's what people wanted to see. But it obviously didn't finish that way as well. All right, caller, hang on. I will get to you next. I've got to take this quick break. Before I do, I want to tell you that, you know, if there is going to be another debate, right, you might as well have a debate watch party. Like it's a football game. Go and get some meat at the butcher shop. Get some jumbo chicken wings. Sauce them all up and serve them up. You don't have to have an actual debate party, but you can get some of those wings anyway. Get some of those celebrity pork chops. Get yourself some steak tips. Whatever it is that you want to cook up and enjoy. And what's more American than watching a presidential debate or any kind of presidential race news coverage while eating a nice big steak, right? All of that and more is available at The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where you can get everything from steaks to soccer balls and whatever you can imagine in between. But don't sleep on the great pre-made food that they have. The stuff that you can walk in today and get a fresh, hot lunch ready to take back to your desk or down to the beach to sit and eat and enjoy the nice weather. The Butcher Shop has plenty of ready-made foods all the time to serve you. Check them out, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. When you walk through there, you are guaranteed to come out of there with something, and it'll be something delicious. All right, I got to take this break. Caller, hang on. We'll take you as soon as we get back. When I got home, like I said, I needed a drink when I got home. And I had some delicious Heaven Hill bottled in bond 7-year bourbon whiskey that I got in my bag last month from the Rack House Club at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And you can join the Rack House Club. Your VIP membership includes a specially selected whiskey product each month, along with 10% off your Stevie's whiskey and bourbon purchases and access to special Rack House members tasting events and promotions. Sign up by the 15th of the month to be enrolled for the following month's special. So you've got a few days left for this month. Need more reason to visit? Stevie's Fall Favorite Mini Tasting is on September 28th, featuring your new fall favorites and all supporting the Fairhaven Veterans Center. For more details, visit stevieswineandspirits.com or follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Let's take a call here to end things. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
How you doing? We got about 3 minutes here, so what's on your mind?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's all about the savings conversation that you had going on this morning. So I worked there for 5 years, and I was a assistant manager there. I've been out of there now for a couple of years. So if you got any strange questions or anything you'd like to ask, I know before we talked about finding money.
Well, who sets the prices, I think, is the number one question. Where does the pricing come from?
So now they do a lot like what the customers do with their phone, and they Google everything. From my understanding, one of the lead price people that did the ladies' clothes, she just retired. I can tell you with ladies' clothes, it goes under a serious amount of scrutiny. Men's clothes, when you say don't sell it with spots and don't sell it ripped, I can assure you that there is a huge market for that stuff. For example, a roofer, he don't care if it's stained, ripped, half torn, he's going to wear it until it needs to be washed and then it goes in the garbage.
But
ladies' quote, yeah.
He's not buying a Ralph Lauren polo pullover sweater with a stain on it for $15.
No, but I can tell you this: you go near that back room on both sides where you hear the glass breaking, and you go over by the cloth side, you will see those employees are under some serious scrutiny by their supervisors. It's an extremely intense environment. The team meeting that you heard about earlier from a customer, Usually that happens just before the store opens, and they tell each group as to where they stand today, where they stood a year ago, and where they stood 5 years ago. So it's a major operation, just to give you that heads up.
Well, another question that came up in App Chat was somebody said that employees will buy the items that are donated from the store before they hit the floor and then resell
absolutely
them on eBay.
Absolutely false. Absolutely 100% false. Anybody who would be caught doing that would be terminated. Remember this. Every inch of that place, especially the back room, is on the cameras that you can't believe.
But can they buy things when they first hit the shelf? Can they just walk in and
absolutely
buy something?
Absolutely not. No, because what happens is the different colors and codes that are on there, they know when they go to buy things that it had to have been out on the floor for after a certain amount of selling time. You can't, in other
so
words,
you can't buy something until it's had its time out there first.
Exactly. Correct.
Right. I got to hold you there. This is fascinating, and I definitely want to pick this up another time.
Cool. Thank you so much. Have a great day, man.
You too. All right. We will get that information, but I got to take this final break before we run out of time. All right. We are out of time. We will definitely pick that up again in the future. We can talk some more tomorrow.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.